In the face of incomprehensible tragedy, people often look for answers, for some way to help, or at least for solace in art. That's according to Jim Helsinger, artistic director of the Orlando Shakespeare Theater, and the man behind perhaps the most visible symbol of artistic community response, the Angel Action Wings. 10-foot wingspan made of white fabric and PVC piping. Helsinger and an army of volunteers first created and wore the wings to protect mourners at a Pulse victim's funeral from protesters who'd flown in from Kansas to picket across the downtown Orlando street.
There were easily 1,000 people on those two city blocks, all holding banners in support of the people that we had lost and in support of Orlando and its unity and its pride. And that was incredibly moving. So it was everybody and us standing directly across from the Westboro Baptist Church. And they began chanting hateful things, so we started singing. And we sang, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." And that feeling of love on one side of two city blocks from Orlando and hatred from the other corner was just an incredible experience of how love can conquer hate.
Were there a couple of moments that stood out to you that you'd like to share with us?
I remember there had been a lull. And they started yelling again. I was standing next to Michael Wanzi, who's a leader in the gay community here. And they started shouting something particularly terrible. And I held his hand and he held mine and we started singing Amazing Grace together. And I've probably never in my life known that I was in the right place at the right time doing the right thing to help others than that moment. So that was that experience of the counter protest.
Jim Helsinger, the angels wore the wings at the funeral of Drew Linehan. What did you hear from his family and friends afterwards?
The thank you for being here, which we heard from many members of the crowd, was amazing. Drew's family went down a different street and around, so they were able to avoid it completely. But there were about 300 or 400 mourners who all came down that street. So at one point they said, "We want you to part to either side so the mourners can come by." So the angels and the hundreds of counter-protesters, we parted sides, again blocking the Westboro Baptist Church. And then hundreds of these people kept walking by us. And that's how it was really intended to work, so that they could get to the funeral without having to walk by these shouts of hate and everything about you and your life is wrong and God hates you, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think anyone, any friend, family member, or acquaintance wants to hear that God hates someone when they're on the way to their funeral.
How has the experience with these angel wings changed you? What has stayed with you?
I've been in the theater almost my whole life. I love theater. I love how it speaks to the soul. But I've never seen it do anything as powerful as this. I've never seen its function as social action in this way.
Jim Helsinger is the artistic director of the Orlando Shakespeare Theater. This is Pulse, 1 year later.